We start with the obvious. Tomb Raider 3 is great. Make that stupendous. But before we wax poetic on the series' third installment, let's get the negatives out of the way first. All of the problems are control related. For the first time ever, the game's star, Lara Croft, is controllable with the analog joystick. Do yourself a favor. Just turn it off. Don't even try it. Just use the standard digital D-pad. Although we've never thought this way before, we think the controls should use one new move, a step up to the side move. It's irritating to have to turn around just to take a short step up. The final control problem is attributed to the camera. Tomb Raider 3 has a severe bug which can start to shake the camera uncontrollably. This usually happens when the camera gets caught somewhere, but once it starts, it won't stop, even if you enter a large open area. You can try pausing the game and cycling through your inventory. Sometimes that helps. Otherwise, the controls offer the same amazing gymnastics as the previous Tomb Raider games. The shoulder button controls are logically paired, something other game designers should learn. For example, R1 is walk, R2 is sprint, L1 is duck, L2 is crawl. Now that's easy to remember. The series returns to its roots this time around by emphasizing exploration over action. There's still enough action for everybody, but we actually prefer the small periods where the critters have taken a leave of absence. As we've said in the past, the real draw of Tomb Raider is not Lara Croft. The real star is the level design. Lara would have nothing to do but inflate herself if it wasn't for the extremely long, intricate, expansive, and amazing natural levels. They're simply a wonder. We're not too far into the game yet, so we don't know if the in-game cutscenes are as graphically poor as they were last year, but we do know that the full-motion video scenes are remarkable. Here's a clip to prove it.